is guf kula lakoshchein? Shouldn't it be for sure that rechitza, to wash yourself, should be called an ino nefesh, that if you don't do it, it's called pain? Like the Ran says, rechitza devi bekula gufa, less but tsar. How could that be? Elalavade rechitza Rabbi Yosi heve nivel. Now for sure, from here you have to say Rabbi Yosi holds for not washing yourself is considered nivel, is considered very painful. So the more answer like this, no, there's no stira. Amri, I'll tell you in, yes, it's true what we're saying. Kvisa alima l'Rabbi Yosi. Could be washing your clothing is more important to Rabbi Yosi than washing your body. Is having clean, having dirty clothing could be more painful, more harmful to you than not washing yourself. The Yom HaShmul, because Shmul said, Hai arvavisa deresha, masio lidei avira. So Ran says, arvavisa deresha means, kishenu masarek roshi tomit. If you don't comb your hair, brush your hair always, mitarchat icha arvavisa, deresha, some type of dirt mistoma on top of your head. So that's a terrible thing. That's masila de avira, mevila de simuye nayim, will make you become blind. Shezua masarosh, because the shmutz, the dirt of your head, is macheyu morenov, makes your eyesight worse. And Vaitishmul says that arvuvisa demani, means if you have your dirty clothing that has a lot of dirt on the clothing, is masila de shemamisa, will make a person empty like shamam. Tehran says, that means kishiyesh begodav arvavisa shalzuma. If you have dirt piled up on your clothing, sheinu mechabson tamit, you don't wash your clothing always, v'leiv shon kishay mezuaman, and you wear the clothing the way they are dirty, is mevlu de shimon, v'tmiyam leiv, makes your heart wander, like you lose yourself, you become shamim, become empty. And vaita, arvavisa degufa masla de shichna v'kichi. That Duran says, "Kishagufa mezuim." When you have dirt on your body, that means sheinu reichet. You don't wash yourself. Tomid mevilu de shichna v'chivi ababuas. You'll have blisters, or bubbles on your body. Hamakoyvois, they'll hurt you. But Duran says, "Abadol elu yesh refuas." You should know if you have some blisters on your body, you could heal it. There are medicines for that. You could heal it. That's not so bad. But the middle case, where you wear dirty clothing that makes you lave shomeim. Says Abu Shimon Koshamihen, but that your heart should be shomim, that's the worst. Is Alma we see from here from Shmuel that kvisa alimim rechitza, that it's more important to wear clean clothing than it is to wash yourself. So therefore there's no steering Rabbi Yosi. Could be Rabbi Yosi tackled that not washing yourself is not considered so much ino nefesh. Mashenke, not washing your clothing, that's a terrible thing. Therefore he holds if you only have enough water for you to wash your clothing, you're allowed to use the water for yourself. You don't have to worry about the other friend. Now the Gemara says, Sholchu mitom, they sent from over there back from Eretz Yisrael, that his haru be'arvuvisa, watch yourself from dirt, from shmutz, be'arvuvisa. The Ran says, Kloima hizru b'takboistas of rechitza. Make sure you wear fresh, clean clothing, and make sure you wash yourself. And hizru b'chabura, watch yourself in a chabura. Ran says that means lil moitara b'chabura. You should learn Torah with a few people together. Shatamnidim mechadadin ze ezev yes a rav. We have a chabur, and vice versa, you have a rosh chabur, you have a head, the rav. So he gets from the talmidim, and the talmidim get from one another. And from the rav, you should always learn Torah bechabur, a few people together. And hizaru bivnei aniyim. Watch yourself from the children of poor people. So the Ran says what it means to say is that leishtada lalamdam Torah. Go to teach them Torah. Shemayhem teitze Torah, because from them will come out Torah. Shein lem eisik acher, they have nothing else to do. Like poor people, they're not eisik other things. They have time to sit and learn. V'yoid, another thing the Ran says, shedaitam shvol aleihem. They have a midav anivus. They have humble people. They're not gaiva. Therefore, midav anov, that's a tremendous midah to learn Torah with. And the Gemara says, shenema, the pasuk says, yiza mayim midaliyov. Means the water drips down midaya from the low people, from Dal, Shemehem Teitze Torah, because from them will come out Torah, from poor people will come out Tamid Chachamim. Right, the Gemara says, Mufnei Ma'ei Mitzuyin Tamid Chachamim Lotzeis Talmud Chacham. How come Tamid Chachamim, they don't have their children, sometimes are not also Tamid Chachamim? How come it doesn't go down? It's again, Mufnei Ma'ei Mitzuyin Talmud Chacham Lotzeis Tamid Chachamim Mibineihem. How come a Talmud Chacham doesn't have children that are also Talmid Chachamim? doesn't mean always, but sometimes you see that the sons of big people are not big people. The question is, why not? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shlo Yomru Torah Yerusha Lohem. People should not say Torah is Yerusha, you inherit Torah. That means if your father is a Talmid Chacham, then you should also learn Torah, you also be a Talmid Chacham. But you may think if your father is not a Talmid Chacham, you can't learn Torah. That's why Hashem Badafka makes it to show people that Lav Dafka is because your father is a Talmid Chacham, that you'll be a Talmid Chacham. And the opposite way, even if your father was not a Talmid Chacham, it could be you'll be a Talmid Chacham. This way everybody will be mishtadel to become Talmid Chachamim. The Ran says it means lotzis mi b'neim Talmid Chacham, the Ran says, shall haroiv eino b'nei Torah. His rove times, the children of the Talmid Chachamim are not Talmid Chachamim. And the Ran says the people should not say that Yerushi lehem. La yumudu Torah meyachar shehem seimchim sheyerushi lehem. As the children of Talmid Chachamim sometimes don't learn Torah so well. They feel as if, listen, it's in the blood, it's in our family, and we'll get it, but Torah is Yerusha, and that's wrong. That's why sometimes they don't become Talmid Chachamim. Rav Sheshet Brei, the Rav Idi Yonar, he says another reason, Kadesh lo yizgadru ala tzibur. So the Ran says, it means to say they shouldn't become megazdaita, they shouldn't become a bagayvenik. Shlo yizgadru ala tzibur, shouldn't think that they're it, they're the rulers over the tzibur. The Ran says, shim lo yhoysa Torah pesekis, because if the Torah would not stop from their children, meyem is yigazdaita, they will think that the great people will have gaiva, they'll like rule over the people. So Hashem doesn't want that, shlo yizgadru ala tzibur. That's why sometimes their children are not a Talmid Chacham. Ma'azutra oimer mifnei shehem mizgabrin ala tzibur. The same thing also, mizgabrin will be too strong, but there'll be a strong hand over the tzibur. Rav Ashi oimer mishum dekorah li'inchi chamri. So Rashi says the pshat is sometimes if you don't give enough respect back to the Talmid Chacham like gives you a klola. He'll call you back a chamor. The Korlal Inchi Chamor, they call sometimes people a Chamor. In other words, Rashi says, Sheinoigim lem covered, umavazin noisim of Neiterah Shebehen. Right, the Ravina, Omer Ravina says, Shein Mavorchim a Torah Tchila, because they didn't make a bracha before they started to learn Torah. So the Ram says, Iskom b'chol yoim, dehainu lasik b'divrei Torah v'harev no, v'ashebochar, because they didn't make the bracha sa Torah. So what's so bad about this? The Omer Rav, Yudah Omer Rav, my dichsev, what does the pasuk in Yimyo say? Miyo ish hechochom v'yoven ezois dover v'yoven ezois. Who's a smart person and knows this? Simor darshins dover ze nishle chachomim. The question was asked in front of the chachomim or neviim bloy fishu. They couldn't explain it, as they wanted to know, like, why wasn't there be a churban of the Beis Hamikdash? They wanted to know what was wrong, so they didn't know what was wrong. Achepir shu Hakadosh Baruch Hu biyatzmai. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself had to explain it. Yechziv the pasuk says, "Vayimir Hashem al oz vomes terosi." The reason why he's bringing a churban habayis now is because they left my Torah. What does that mean? Haynu loy shama b'keili. That means they didn't listen to my voice. They weren't learning Torah. Haynu loy holchobo. That means they weren't going in the ways of the Torah. And Omrev Yudom Arav. That means to say, "Sheim mevorchim b'Torah tchila." They did not make a bracha before they started to learn. The Ran explains, like, really, if Klai Yisrael Stamazai wasn't learning Torah, so why didn't the Chachamim know it? Why didn't the Nevi'im know that? That you could see if nobody's learning Torah. So that's why the Gemara says the Pshat is that they were learning Torah. Because the Pshat is that Torah wasn't that chashuv in their eyes. It didn't mean that much to them. They did it because they had nothing else to do. They did it maybe to come big people, stam to have covet. But they weren't learning Lishmo. That's why it wasn't chashuv enough for them to make a bracha. That the side of making a bracha, birchas haTorah, is to give shvach, to give hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we realize the greatness of the Torah, and we're thanking Hashem that He gave us the Torah. So if they didn't make the bracha at the beginning, that means the Torah was not choshev in their eyes. And for that came the Churban HaBayis, and that's here also with this man, the Yom saying also, that's why sometimes the children of the Talmid Chachamim are also not Talmid Chachamim. Because, right, so sometimes the father was not machshev that much the Torah enough. So there's an einish involved that the child is not a Talmid Chacham. Yeah, this is the Ran's lashon. Elavadai oiskim hoyu b'Torah tamid. Ulefika choyu chachamim neviim tamiim al ma avdu aretz. Like they didn't know taka why did Hashem make a churban. Ad shepir shva kodesh baruch hu biatzmai. Shu yodeya ma'amim kehalev. Hashem knows what's down deep in the hearts of the person. Shlohoyu mevorachim b'Torah tchila kloima. What does that mean to say, the Ran says? Shlohoyso ha'Torah chashuva b'yineim. The Torah wasn't choshev, wasn't that important in their eyes. Kokach. that they should go to make a bracha on it. They were not learning Torah lishmo. They were mazalzin the brichas haTorah. Finally, that's what it means. The kavanoso, they didn't learn Torah with the right kavano. Ulishmo eladivrei harav eladivrei rabachositav. Then the Gemara says vayta that Isi bar Yehuda lo yosalem esifta the Rabbi Yosi tlasi yomi. He didn't come to Rabbi Yosi shiurim Rabbi Yosi's beis medrash for 3 days. Isi Rabbi Yehuda didn't show up for 3 days. Is ashtechei vadimus Rabbi Yosi. So he says Rabbi Yosi's son vadimus met up with Isi Rabbi Yehuda. And Omalai, so yesterday, my time will Yossi Malavei Medrasha Diyaba, Haitlosa Yemen. How come these last 3 days you did not show up to my father's shir? How come you didn't come to the yeshiva? Omalai, so he said back to him, Isi Rabbi Yehuda said back to Rabbi Yossi's son, Ki Tamecha di Ovuch lo yadana, Heichi Asoi. Like he said, because I have a kasher on your father, like he doesn't know Pshat in your father, how he learns Pshat? And the man explains his kasher was at last Gemara, that Rabbi Yosi says the Yomak Visosan Koidemes Lachayacherim, that to wash your clothing comes before somebody else's life. For Mistabra Laisis, it says in Svara, it doesn't make any sense. Holochi boy Kruminolan. Therefore, I have a kasha, like it has to be, because there's a kasha someplace. So, where's your father's postfit to say such a Svara that it's more important for you to wash your clothing than it is for somebody else to drink the water and stay alive? So the son said back, Omalei, Leimo Mai, Mai Komalei, Dilma Yadana Taima. It's like the son just saw that something's bothering him. So he asked him, what's bothering you? Let me hear your question, maybe I'll be able to answer you. Omalei, Leimo Mai, so Omalei, Hodetanya, Senechanami, Seisi Reb Yuda told Vadimus, what's bothering him? And he said, Omalei, Hodetanya, that that we learned before, that Reb Yosi Yoimer, Kvisoson Koidmin Lachayacherim. Is Kuruminolon, where's the posik for this? There's no svara. So he asked him, where's the posik to say this, that it's more important for you to wash your clothing than somebody else's life? Omalei, he answered back like this, the posik says, Umigrishayim, Yiyul of Ahemtom. And the end of the posik, it ends off, Lucho Chayosam. The question is, my Chayosam, what does the posik, the end of the posik mean Chayosam? Ilai Machay, it means mamash an animal. So it says already they should be placed for the animals to pasture. Ela v'chlal behemahi. Ela mai chayisim. What does chayisim mean? Chayusim mamish. It means your life. Smurah says that's pshita avada. Like chayusa, you get your livelihood to keep yourself alive. The food that's pshita you have from this land. So what does it mean? Chol chayosam. Ela lav kfisa. Now the pasuk means to tell you the chiddush will have place to wash your clothing. Because if you don't wash your clothing, that's also going to be a tremendous amount of tsar. It's also like yichias, like your life. From this pasuk, Rabbi Yosi learns out that washing your clothing is called yichias for the life, keeping you alive, because otherwise it's terrible pain, and that's where Rabbi Yosi holds it's kedai, that you should wash your own clothing with the water rather than letting somebody else drink it. Now the Ran comes out and says, Linyan halacha, what's the maskon here? Linyan halacha kaimalon kirabonin. We hold that the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, the Rechitza v'kishut nidre inu nefeshayim, that Rechitza, washing yourself, v'kishut, and for a lady to put on makeup, is if she makes a ned and not to, these are both considered inu nefesh. O mefer, the husband's allowed to be made for them. Bein liyatzma bein lacherim, the yochid v'rabim alocha karabim, we don't pass on like Rav Yesi, we pass on like Chacham and Matanakama. V'yoy, the milsa de Shmuel mishmei de Levi, lekamon kavos eshaychet, like we'll see later, where Shmuel says later, the name of lady also comes out like the Rabbonin. But Ram speaks out, v'yafagav de Yomar, Rav Huna, that kulit pirkin Rav Yosihi, even though later on we'll see Rav Huna said that our whole para goes according to Rav Yosihi, mashma we paskin like Rav Yosihi, so Ram says, you should know, lekaimelon kavos eh, we don't hold like him. We hold like the chomim of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says later, says Vaitam Rav Yosi, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh. Says now Mishnah Rav Yosi argues on the Tanakhama and says that these types of Nidorim, of not to wash yourself or not to put on makeup, is not called Inu Nefesh. So therefore, Poshet means that the husband is not allowed to be made for these types of Nidorim. Now the Gemara says though, but Iboyilu, we have a question like this. The Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, Mahu Sheyofe Mishum Devorim Shebeno Lebeno.
Maybe no, maybe still the husband would be allowed to be made for these nedarim, because even though it's not called inu nefesh, it's not called giving yourself pain, but maybe it's considered dvorim shebeino lebeino, it's considered something between them, between the husband and the wife, and therefore the husband has a right to be made for. But there is a difference, like we had before already, that if it's a neder of inu nefesh, then when the husband is made for, the neder is made for it li'elam, bein loy bein li'acherim. Mashenkin, if the neder is a neder of only beino lebeino, then we said alochrid, if the husband is made for, he's only made for liatzmai. But if she remarries to somebody else, then the neder comes back again. So that's our question, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he says in our Mishnah, these nedarim are not called nedarim of inu nefesh, does he mean to say that it has no hafara at all? Or else no, it just only means that there's no hafara v'lacherim, but liatzmai, maybe the husband could be made for because it's considered dvorim shebeino lebeino. The fact that she can't take a shower, the fact that she can't put on makeup. So this the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. That it says, Namishna Omer Rabbi Yosi, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh, Avol Dvorim Shebino Lebeino Heaven, Achur De Zadik. Our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yosi says, Ein Eilu Nidri Inu Nefesh. So it's Mashmi, he only argues and says, these Nidorim are not called Inu Nefesh, but they are Nidorim that the husband could be made for Liatzmu at least, because it's called Beinoi, Lebeinoi, between him and her. So Gemara says, no, Dilma, I'll tell you, maybe, Lidetu, Komalhu. Maybe Rabbi Yossi is talking like back to the Rabbonin. That's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Yossi is saying like this, Lididi, according to me, myself, Afilu Dvorim Shebeinoi, Lebeinoi, Leheaven. According to me, maybe it's not even called a Neder, Beinoi, Lebeinoi, between him and her. It doesn't bother the husband that much. The fact that his wife cannot take a, or could not wash herself, or cannot put on makeup. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the husband cannot be made for this neder at all. It's not even called beino lebeino. But what Rabbi Yossi means to say in our Mishnah is, but ledidchu, but according to you, the Rabbonin, the Amri, so you have a nidre inu nefesh, that you say this is called mamish, a neder of inu nefesh, it's a neder that gives pain to the wife, so on this, Rabbi Yosef says, "Bat lechomim, oiduli, agree to me, the ein elu nidra inu nefesh." That's what Rabbi Yosef means to say in our Mishnah. He means to say, "Bat lechanakama, that you should at least agree to me that these nedarim is not called inu nefesh." On this, the chom say, "No, they hold it is called inu nefesh for a wife not to be able to wash herself or not to put on makeup is called inu nefesh." But again, we have no proof what Rabbi Yosef himself holds. It could be Rabbi Yosef himself holds that the husband cannot be made for these nedarim at all. So Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha?" So Gemara says, "Ravada barava oimer mefer." He says, "Yes, so according to Rabbi Yosi, it's only not considered inu nefesh, but it is considered dvorim shebeino lebeino. So the husband could be made for liatzmai." Rav Huna says, "No, ain mefer." He holds, "No, you can't be made for at all."